Joined now by two Knoxville volleyball players, senior Paige Luddington and also Brittany Bacorn. And Brittany, I'll start with you. Closed out Sheraton 3-0, and there were some pretty exciting points during that match.
Yeah, there was a lot of energy in the gym. We all had a lot of fun, and I think we really came together as a team, and this was definitely a whole team win because everyone contributed, and I'm so happy for the seniors, and it's going to be different without them next year.
And, you know, it's been quite a ride here. You know, early in the season, you had trouble closing out matches, and now I think you kind of got past that, I think.
Yeah. We definitely focused a lot in practice, and that was what we were doing a lot of the time, focusing on serve receive, focusing on hitting, taking down our errors. And it definitely shows that we're starting to make it to the end of the set and the end of the match without giving them easy points.
And Paige, you don't get a lot of time out there, but when you're out there, you kind of take advantage of what you can do, serving and everything, you know, just, I guess, how's your experience been this year as a senior and one of the girls that, you know, is kind of called on to lead everything?
I think it's been a really good experience. I mean, I know, like, not playing full time, but I'm also on the bench cheering on the girls, and like that's more, like that's a lot more to the girls on the court than anyone ever knows, just because like us on the bench is giving them the energy to keep going and keep it up and play well.
I noticed the seniors came out and wore the maroon t-shirts, and is that just a color that was decided, or, you know, what would explain that?
Yeah, we all kind of decided on a color. We like to wear a lot of purple volleyball shirts, so we decided to go a little off the purple track, but still close enough.
Brittany, what's this been like this year, just to kind of be a part of a little bit of a different situation? Last couple of years, it's been, you know, winning conference titles. This year, not quite there, but it sounds like you're finishing things off pretty well now.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Like, last year was a totally different story. We had the experience, we had the seniors, and this year we have the seniors, but we relied a lot on those seniors last year. So this year we kind of have to rebuild, and we have to all work together to make up what we lost last year.
In that second set, I think it was first or second set, a couple of really heroic plays by Emma Duncan. She saved a point that I think was really key in that set.
Yeah. Emma makes a lot of great plays, and we love having her out there because we just know that, like, if the ball is going towards the floor, she's getting it. So she's always there, and she knows what she can do, and she definitely shows up.
Paige, you know, as far as your year, what are you looking forward to as we look forward to the year kind of starts winding down here?
I'm excited for postseason. I think the game against Indianola is going to go really well, and we hope to see Pella. But yeah, I'm excited to keep the energy up between the team and keep bonding.
And like Brittany, last Saturday in Pella faced a talented field. You had the easiest game of the morning right off the bat with number one in 5A Iowa City Liberty. But, you know, what do you learn about yourselves in those situations that, you know, the score may not be in your favor, but, you know, you're right there and you're still fighting for it?
Yeah, we definitely learned from, like, our team, we never give up, and that's like such a great quality to have. And a lot of other teams, if they were in one of those matches, they would start to struggle and they'd give up, and we're definitely not like that, and we have worked so hard to just keep going in those hard moments.
Obviously, you're not done yet this week. Thursday, as we sit here, you got a ranked winner set. You've had some good times against some ranked teams this year.
Winner set's definitely going to be a great game, and they have a lot of talent, and we're going to have to figure out how we can match their talent with our level of play and our energy and just making sure that we're keeping down our errors.
And Saturday, Paige, always a fun invitational. You get to host it. You got bringing in a pretty strong contingent of teams. What are you looking forward to on Saturday, just being here and hosting all those teams coming in?
It's really exciting, and I'm excited to win all those games still on our home court and for it to be the last home court game for us seniors. But I'm just excited really to be with the team and just have fun.
Brittany, I guess that's a tough bet. You know, Coach Kaichus does not make it easy on you girls in your own invitational.
Yeah, we definitely want to play the best of the best because that's what prepares us for postseason. And the teams that are coming here are definitely going to push us, but we have to be ready for anything. And we're definitely going to try to make a run there.
All right. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.